Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us this afternoon, juggling many things today. How's that day going for you?
Oh, it's good. I mean, being a Giants fan, it's not like I'm watching out for free agency or anything.
Well, you could be a Patriots fan. They're just losing everybody.
Well, I think we've already shed everybody, but we're not going to be picking up anybody until everybody's like, it's Filene's basement, man. you're going to go in and all these, the center, like, they're all going to have their names cut out, like the names cut off the back of the jerseys, like center X. Whatever. I don't care. I'm in for a rebuild. You can't, you know.
Is it a rebuild if you were awful already?
These are questions best left for philosophers ages from now, really. everything's fine. Both of my children are still alive. We're 48 hours into my wife being away on a business trip. Actually, I have no proof of that. Neither of my children are in the house right now. I could have failed miserably. things are good. I hope everybody out there is well. We're trying to figure out happily at the store. The people might be excited to hear this. We're trying to negotiate maybe starting tastings again in a limited fashion in a short order. I know people have been anxious about that, and we've been anxious to do that as well. So we're trying to figure out how to do that, maybe with limited sessions or something like that for the general public. But that's exciting at the Bangor Wine and Cheese. Jumping right into today's topic. So we were sort of finishing up bottles and kind of going into how you stopper up bottles. So let's just remind everybody out there that obviously we're talking about cork originally, because prior to that, the bottles were stoppered up with essentially glass stoppers, which were imperfect for a lot of obvious reasons. Of course, there's the myth of Dom Perignon, the French monk, going down on a trip through the Iberian Peninsula and noticing that people were using this sort of spongy wood-like substance to stop up bottles, and in theory, it was indeed he who brought that idea back, that if you can somehow really squeeze this spongy substance, that you might be able to actually stop up a bubbly wine like, say, I don't know, champagne. So just to remind everyone, cork is made of suberin, and suberin is a hydrophobic substance. It repels liquids, and it is found in the bark of the cork oak. And cork oak mostly is found in the Mediterranean basin, fully 50% or more in the Montada region of Portugal, but of course other parts in Southwest Europe, Northwestern Africa. It's just sort of this perfect thing, mostly. Elasticity, impermeability, it's fantastic. It's also very environmentally friendly. Cork trees typically live about 300 years. They start producing at around 25 years, and you harvest them every 9 years. So it's sort of the perfect thing. Ish. Again, we'll get to the ish in a second. Came into general use really only in the mid-1600s and later. There are natural cracks, fissures in the cork that allow some gas flow. But if you compress the cork, like I was talking about with the Herr Perignon, you can sort of prevent some of that. Otherwise, of course, you would end up with flat bubbly. And as we all know, that doesn't happen. So it is possible to sort of compress that a little bit. And it allows for aging, but it's not allowing oxygen through it. The oxygen that allows aging is the oxygen that's already trapped in wine. The little gap called the eulage that is between the stopper and the liquid, as well as the oxygen that's just naturally in solution from the bottling process. The big problem with cork, of course, is that which we call corkage, not the $20 fee to open a bottle in a restaurant, but the cork taint. Trichloroanisole, it's a chemical compound, and it's found in 5 to 10% of cork, and it can be, you know, it can sort of have secondary lives. If you've ever opened bottles that are not complete pieces of cork, but are these sort of glued together composite things, you can, you know, grind up cork that might have been tainted, and it'll, you know, just have its secondary and tertiary lives that way. So it's a thing, which leads me to the fact that a lot of people have opted to not use cork, obviously. And much like, and we may get to talking about boxes today, maybe not. But much like people are trying to get their heads around wine out of a box these days, of course, 20 years ago, people were definitely still trying to get their heads around not having wine with cork. But it's nice. I mean, it's nice to be armed with, as I said, that information. 5 to 10% of all cork can be kind of gross, and therefore, if your wine touches that stuff, if it's on that edge of the cork that's going to touch the wine, or there is indeed a fissure running up the cork, and it, you know, has it somewhere up there, your wine's going to taste terrible, smell terrible. So it's always a bummer when that happens. And by the way, as I always do, my admonishment, if it happens to you, simply restopper your wine, save the rest of it, bring it back to your wine store, and you should be able to return that and get another bottle for no hassle whatsoever. But of course, like I said, I should check the timing. Where are we at? Seems late.
We've got Carrie. Carrie says about a minute and a half.
Okay, yeah. So the other obvious answers are things like your screw caps, usually metal with a plastic or rubber seal. Can wine age without cork? Yes. That's why a lot of, especially you see like German and Austrian producers especially, have switched to specialized, very high quality, very German, very high quality, as I said, screw caps. And as I said, it's the oxygen strapped in the bottle that's aging it anyway. So yes, it can age. They're not TCA proof because TCA can have an infection in a bottling plant or whatever, but obviously they're much safer because it's not cork. And then there are some appellations that have banned the use of screw caps, like most recently Valpolicella. But there are producers, including just in this particular area, the very famed producer Allegrini withdrew itself from the Valpolicella Classico appellation so that it could use screw caps because it was like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to risk 5 to 10% of my product getting tainted if it means I don't have to. So, I will leave it at that and get to the rest of it next time. Just want to remind everybody, we are no longer requiring masks in the store, still recommending them, and we'll wear them for you, especially as my children are now, mask-free in school, and they're just little germ factories, so, you know. Yeah. So we'll talk to you all next week. Be well.
That sounds good. Thanks, Eric. Good luck with everything. We'll catch you soon. Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle.